Hello, this is Joanna Morrow. You can reach me at theilluminati024, joannasdragonporium@gmail.com. I have to do the most stupidest show ever, but yet an important show. This show is about fellatio. There's a hype going on in the world. And then I'm mentioning it because it's just like so much anxiety about it. Like, you have goons running around, professionals, professional jobs, wherever. And they're continuously pushing the agenda for whoever, male or female. I'm trying to see how to say this correctly. Just, you know. Okay, and you can get HIV from that. You can get AIDS from that. You can get herpes from that. Trick, bacteria, yeast. And I just don't think people know that it can spread to your eyes, can spread to your ears, can spread to your eyebrows, can spread. That's why I'm doing this show, because I'm showing you how gross it really is. I have my beliefs, and no one is going to force their beliefs on me. That is life rule number one. I do not like stuff being forced on me. I like to have my own mind because I am smart enough to think. And I have my own beliefs. But I just think it's very... we freshly busted out of slavery. It's just very ghetto. It's tacky. It's poor. For that always to be an impulsive need. And there's been stereotypes about men being certain men being impulsive. And I mean, no one wants to break that stereotype. Pick up a book. It's in a book. It's Reading Rainbow. And it's like, it's just impulsive. It's just like ghetto, poor. You know, people who have diseases, they just want you to mindlessly do that, because if it doesn't get to second base, or which that already is like fifth base, but if it doesn't get to sixth or seventh or eighth base, then at least they got you looking stupid. Not turned on, whatever. And it's getting to be like a plague. I mean, it really is. I am sure everybody that has to feel Mothra, Miss M-I, like Miss Me, Miss Municipal, the fraud Miss Municipal, the fraud, Mr. municipal, all of them that had to feel, nigga this, nigga that, who had to feel that, I'm sure, and I'm not promoting this, but I'm sure they've seen a porn, okay? I'm sure they've seen the impulse of that being part of, okay, you can't relax until you do that. And like I said, I'm going to always remind you, you're not going to make me feel corny. You even have somebody in the Supreme Court that is beating a spiritual gavel when an issue is going down, a spiritual gavel to, we all know, molesties. I can get away with this because I'm with the man of molesties. I can get away with anything. The advertisements on your face. The application is on your face. And it's just the hyper nature of everything. It's just so not cool. But like I said, everybody who has felt, and you know what time we're living in. I mean, we're not in Women's History Month still. It is a special month. I forgot what it is. Something really special, though, for April. And you've seen what I had to deal with in March. March media madness. But to have to be reminded of something that comes naturally for some, to have to be reminded in a hyper, in an impulsive, in a disgusting, in a demeaning, in a professional setting, and all these settings to constantly have to ingest and suck up this energy, this vulgarity. What is really going on? I have to get my okay. I have to get my son some apple juice. So I'm gonna leave the recording on so I can just finish up. But I mean, I need a sex life, want a sex life, desire a sex life, enjoy sex, enjoy men. And this is why I have to make stuff like this, because I don't want be bogged down by all of these crazy, tactless attachments. You know, I don't want my vision of what I'm doing to be reminded of what someone else wants. I am a Black person. Whatever I do, it's Black business in me. Whatever I do, it's Black business. I don't need you, a poor, an N-word, telling me, telling my Black business the direction that it should be in. You should know that. That's black person one-on-one. The only thing that makes black people a nation is that they respect each other's shit. You find you are a mixed person and you are not black when another black person does not respect you. But I'm telling you, for your own sake, stay out of my sex life. You should know better than that. You put in your job on the line. And I'm sick of dealing with this as a woman. We should, come on now. It is 6:25. We should be further than this with women's rights. And I have to keep telling you the same stuff over and over and over again, like your children. When it comes to my business as a black woman, it's always black. Anything, I'm lifting my finger. I'm holding a cigarette. I'm picking up a pen. I'm picking up a cup. It's black business. So that means it doesn't need another black person to say anything about my body. Anything at all. Especially when everyone sells wolf tickets. It's like I have to keep... That's how I think your brain is getting erased. Because keep saying the same stuff. And it's like you're not retaining and it's going in one ear and out the other. My sexuality as a woman should be respected and is something that I do behind closed doors in private. That's not to be discussed on a public forum. But then all of you are pulling these antibodies. And you tense up and it's making me croak. Not anymore. Not anymore. But all you just out there, you just out there to be spelled and just to act stupid and to carry disease and stupid ass shit that's constantly coming out of your mouth. I don't want to deal with that shit. Can't you understand that? You're self-proclaimed sick. And like I said, a sick person doesn't act like that. Okay, a sick person is repentive. Most of the time. But I'm sick of telling you this, and I'm going to keep telling you until it's done. Stay, everybody in the world who have said the F word, we are all standing united and we are all about to ohm it out. Stay the ohm out of my sex life. And if you're a woman, shame on you. I mean, shame on you. Be a woman, tend to your man or woman, and you don't worry about what I have in that pituitary gland of mine. Especially married couples. I don't need you. You're not giving me any luck. You're not my girlfriend. Why I have to keep explaining this to you and my children understand this. Mark my words. Stay out of my business. Especially with this corny, been done 1,000 times before. It just goes to show, because you can't hide anything. It just goes to show the diseases are just running rampant at this point. When the only thing you want to think of is just somebody just mindlessly, without a conscience, doing that. And there's never, 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 never in the school of break bills, there is never any consequences. Which we know is a scam and a sham. I'm not going to ask you to respect my business. I'm going to tell you. Respect my business, my privacy, my sexuality, and my sex life. That is something that's off limits, and you out of your boundary when you do. I don't need people coming behind me and what I said and speaking up for it. Speaking up for yourself, coming behind me, marking my words, that I don't need that. There's no clarification that's needed from you. You're wasting breath, you're wasting energy. It is not needed. I don't know where you're getting off that you're classy and you're doing this. That's not a classy thing to do. I don't expose a woman sexually, and I could. Are you kidding me? When's the last time that you've ever seen me just expose a woman sexually? Or be in her sex life, or be in her husband's life, or boyfriend? I don't do that. Because you know why? Because I'm an Aries, and my mind is too busy on what I want to do. What I'm thinking at the time, and what I'm feeling at the time, and what the people around me that I like and my children are feeling at the time, and my mother is feeling at the time. That's where my mind is at. And you can't all be like that. I get that. You know, everybody's not an Aries. But I'm saying, try to show that you have some an iota of sense about this. Okay, keep it classy. I'm sick of telling you that, because we don't want to go down the road. You know, why did the chicken head cross the road? We don't want to go down that road. I don't know why that's so hard for you. You got yourself into this mess. I don't know any of y'all. And then you're going to take it to another level where you get impersonal with your shit? I don't know you from a can of paint. I don't know you from Adam. I do not know you. I don't know you. Stop making it about you and your personal crisis that you're in. You're not going to be protected by us. What is going on with y'all? You want to be protected by us, but yet I got ripped off. And people trying to use my information. I'm getting ripped up. People trying to scam schools. People trying to rip me off in court. Didn't pay a dime. Bye-bye. Happily. Bye-bye. Happily smiling my face. On welfare. Bye-bye. If I'm in need, try to set me up. To run into people. Bye-bye. I mean, the list goes on, the bad list goes on and on and on and on and on. Like a mare. Like a mare hell. It goes on and on and on. It's like you people just live your life and you don't have any sense at all about what's wrong. Just no sense at all about what is right and wrong. What is going on? I am ashamed of this foolish generation. I'm ashamed of it because this is not what I wanted. This is not what I wanted at all. This is not what I came here for. This ain't it. This is not what I dreamed. You are not my equal. You will never be my equal. And there's just no way that you can. So stay out. Let's sing it. Stay out of my business. Stay out of my purse. Stay off of my watches. Stay off of my ring. Stay off of the crown. Stay off of it. Okay? Because you're out there gallivanting with friends and husband and family and doing everything, you know, to try to up show your game. And that's fine. That's what you want to do. That's what you worked hard for. That's what you can afford. Okay? But have a little respect here. Because I have sacrificed a lot so everybody had that crazy ass chance. And just respect that. Why can't you just... I just don't get it. Why can't you just respect that? Shit for brains. Somebody puts something into it, you run into something, and now the next thing you know, you're a carrier. And never can justify why you are doing this. I mean, it's just annoying. My husband, my fiance, died. Maybe that's why I'm doing these shows, because you guys are trying to really, 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 really try it. You're really, really trying to try it. You're trying to try the nerves. And it's not right. Right? Give me my time to mourn. Give me my respect. Give me my time. Life is not about sharing it with you. It's just not. I want to be in a world where everybody has their own brain and everybody's thinking something different, like about their life. Not everybody is just fused to a thought or something that happened, you know, 1,500 seconds ago. Because I don't want to revisit that. That's taking me aback. Okay? It's like, I've already thought about it. This is what I'm saying. You guys aren't respecting my mind. Like, you guys think, right? You'll think about something for a second. 1 second that you see it on TV or whatever, and you're not even serious about it. It's just something you fucking seen. And then it'll be taken into this whole, like, trend. You know what I'm saying? It's like you guys aren't giving me the benefit of the doubt here. You're not acting like I'm a human being. Nobody can live like that. Just think, like, if I just did whatever I seen anybody do, I wouldn't be able to do anything. I wouldn't even be here. I wouldn't have anything. So I have to have a mind of my own. You know, I have to know when to say no, which is the most powerful magic word in the universe. But I'm saying, taking it to like the single white female level, taking it there, that's really creepy. I mean, you guys, it's like you don't have any sense about, like, good old-fashioned morals or anything. You know? Like, you taking it to single white female with child, with children, and you out there, and you, all you doing, what's up, anything. You'll be talking on the news, I mean, like I said, because you're so invisible, all of your doings is invisible, all of your imagination is invisible, all of where this happened is invisible, all your sex partners are invisible. Everything you did in a car is invisible. Everything you did in the bathroom is invisible. Everything you did in a refrigerator is visible. So you're thriving on that unknowing. And that is what I'm sick of. Just constantly thriving on the unknowing and... It's like, as a single person, that's, I don't use the word, you know where I'm going with this, because I don't believe in that for me. You know, but that's not a safe conclusion. That's not something that single people need to be worried about. So the title of this show is Thriving on the Unknowing. Look, you guys are out there suffering and mumbling in some type of cauldron boiling or whatever. But guess what, people? You brought this upon yourself. You trying to take my goodness... And you want me to do something extra, but $600 for a phone bill ain't it. Okay? You asking somebody to make you a socialite. But... You're ignoring their $600 for a phone bill. Make me a socialite to the person who then walks in her home, not seeing your face, not knowing your name, not knowing what you've done in life, your life story. And that person goes and she looks at the phone bill. Wow, $600 doesn't go on trees. What can I do? Can I ask the person that wants to become a socialite for that $600? Can I run out of the house at that moment barefoot down the street and fill out applications at the local businesses around me? Can I go and spend 2 hours filling out for an online job at the U.S. Career Center and get a check in 3 weeks or less, preferably tomorrow? But these people who have so many cares and so many worries and have a history, the history of this universe of always making problems, never living at peace. Every single day, there's a problem. That's why Congress is in place. That's why the Supreme Court is in place. That's why the White House is in, you know, problem after problem after problem after problem after problem to a person that can live on Earth with no problem. In my life, I don't make problems. remember the ohm? Ohm. Everybody that said the F word. You're coming to a person that doesn't make problems on the earth. Right? When you're a problematic person, whatever I feel spelled up with, I'm just going to say. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm white. Follow me. Nigger. Bitch. You come into a person who doesn't make problems. When you are known for this terrorist attack, this terrorist issue, that terrorist issue, always saying something backwards, always saying something wrong, always saying something mean, always saying something angry, always sexually harassing. Oh, but it's make me a socialite. Like I said, woman hears that, comes up and looks at that phone bill for $600 and can't even ask for it because the payment is, the pact is your inward be with sock. That's the payment that I get for somebody who, for the history of the world, always has mental problems and always makes trouble for other people. To a woman who doesn't make problems, every day is no problem. Oh. And you think I'm supposed to be like, that's a sustainable plan. Sounds very sustainable to me. I guess I can make your life happy, and which I can, right? It's happened. It's happened for 10 years. Same job. Grinning and bearing. Hello, how are you? I hope your day is going well, knowing that I am controlling everything. And did one people come up to me and say, Joanna, I'm shaking your hand, not I'm shaking your hand without me knowing, but Joanna, I'd like to shake your hand. Thank you for what you have done for me in my life. Now, one thank you. But yet in this day, it's make me a socialite, you black inward cunt. And this all ties into the sexual abuse too, because you have the inward that loves to get their hands on some mixed kids and sell them to Johnny Walker. It's Mr. Johnny Walker. Right, so they say, I am sure it's been done before, and it should never be, and it should never be again. Right, that's the pat. That's the pat. The Stevies of the world. And it's like, you guys, I've told you, the only thing you have to do, and this is my advice as the Illuminati that had to sit back and let all of this happen because you're sick. And been shaking my head, yes. And you've been deceiving me all this time. Because when I'm thinking everything is okay and everybody's having my blessing and everything is going well, no one is peeling off, everything is, you know, going well. Oh, but wait a second. we're grabbing your pearls too, because it wasn't enough. The payment that I gave the universe was not enough. Because to this day, it is, like I said. So I'm just sitting up, never deceived, but what you wanted me to be deceived, because there is never a day where I accepted any of it. Living peacefully among the people, and now we're coming to a day where it just was not enough, and you did not make payment. But it's make me a socialite rather than fly around the world. Isn't that something? I have a dad. So you men can step off. It doesn't matter if my dad lived under a rock. It doesn't matter if my dad was David the gnome. It doesn't matter if my dad, after he's seen me be born, fly to the moon and live on a black dot. It doesn't matter. You're not my dad. And for you thinking that you can disrespect that for whatever he's did, did I disrespect your dad? Did I disrespect your dad's? You can fill in the blank with that one. And no, it's not the D word, but we've all heard it. Okay, we've all heard it. Nothing sexual at all, but that, yeah, testicles. Nothing sexual. I don't want anything weird sexual. I don't want that coming back. Did I disrespect? I did not. Okay? I did not. This is what I'm saying. The lack of respect. And like I said, there are people keeping it alive, mostly the N-word who's keeping it alive. And it's all because we need to lie to these fools that can easily be taken over with anything. A plastic bag flies in the air and lands in their head. Now they're fucking possessed. So we're going to easily be able to deal them out because we know that's how they act. You see a coon in a nest, and now all of a sudden we're possessed and we're ramsacking people like zombies with nonsense because they seen something that, or spoke to something that somebody else said, and can't even handle it, can't even circumvent it through their mind, but has to come to me. This is what I freaking experience, and it's about, I mean, are you serious? I shouldn't have to say this because it's just so old. I don't need a tip if it's not leading to the path. Okay, there is no tip that I really needed that I really used. Okay, you deal with the hell that you're subjecting your bodies to, since it's just hell. It's just hell. We're just running around the earth on brooms. We slicked up our brooms with wormwood and we're just flying everywhere around the earth because we ran into somebody and... You've just taken it too far to not show me any honor for how I have inspired you, but to be bitter, to be bitter. Your will is bitter. And instead of taking it for what it is and thanking the Lord, which I know you don't have, which I know you don't have. Instead of taking it and saying, thank the Lord for today, you worried about the sun. Don't let my nerves, don't let me, don't let my body can't, I can't, don't let this come, I can't control. And this is what I have to deal with, huh? No, I do not. So I'm making that clear to people. You are not going to mess up these natural, all model lips, okay? You're not getting them, okay? This is no filler. There is nothing unnatural in my body. There is nothing that can be migrated from my lips to my butt, from my lips to my brain, to my pituitary gland. There's nothing happening. So when you out there, like I'm saying, everything is just, I'm just letting you know. This is 2024. It was crazy in, what was it, 2000? It was crazy in 2011. It was nuts. And now you all then laid on your back thinking you're under the protective covering of Yawakana. And did all types of unspeakable, unthinkable things. And you're going to try to tell me, since I'm not on the scene, I'm not dating a lot of people, that I don't know, I shouldn't know, because everything's invisible about what's going on. Okay? Like I said, these are natural lips, and I'm not trying to have them breaking out. Went over this several times because I knew that that process, which is why I'm calling you out, is a risk of disease. But you're saying it like people don't know that it's carrying disease now. Just mindlessly be numb. 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 I'm gonna go crazy. Mindlessly be numb. Mindlessly be numb. I can't control my body. Mindlessly be numb. Mindlessly be numb. Mindlessly be numb. As a 41-year-old with 5 children that I need to steer in the right direction. Once again. So this is just a receipt. And I really, really mean this. Stop spoiling my sex. Stop spoiling my identity. Stop spoiling my plans on what I want for myself. And you cannot put doubt in my mind. I know what is going on, people. You may think because I'm just in the tower all the time that I don't know what's going on, but I do. Right? I'm sick of you just mindly. I can't control anything. I can't control my time. I can't control this. Jaden, I can't control this. I can't control that. Go to the doctor. Because you know I am a spirit that can, okay? I am a spirit that can control herself. That need to teach my children to control themselves. Not here to deal with people, a grown-ass man with a truck, a pickup truck, a job, a girlfriend, a booty call. Not trying to deal with, you have the sense to get that. You have the sense to spend money. You have the sense to spend Joanna bucks. But I can't control my, I can't, you know, just, come on. I just, ooh, Lord. Smoky move. I'm about to stop this because making these shows has taken some time, and I have noticed it in my work because I am working. Like, I am pressed for time here. I need to get this assignment done. It's all starting to add up. And I want you to understand that. I want you to understand that. I need you to understand that. Okay? You're not my people. I need you to stay out because America was known before me of having a sexual problem. Okay, we're having a sexual problem. My, oh my, me, we can't do it. Who can we find? Maybe the sales and marketer who has an app for selling sex. So don't try to play me, because I've already spoken about sex being everything, the height, the brownie, with the lava brownie. You cut the brownie open, the chocolate sauce falls out with the whipped cream, and there's one cherry, just one. Okay, we got that, okay? It's all right. It's all right, people. It's all right, okay? It's great. It's great here. It's really great here, buddy. Dude, it's great here. Okay, so don't try to play me, and don't try to downplay me like sex isn't great, because it is. It really, 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 really is. Right? It's really great. It's great on top. It's great on the bottom. It's great on the sides. It's great on the grass. Great on the picnic basket. Great on a lawn. Again. Great in the bed. Great on top of the refrigerator. Great on top of the cabinets. Great. It's great, okay? It's great. When you're of age and you can mentally process all that, if you can afford a house to do it in. Right? Let's not get corny here. Let's not get stupid. Let's not get silly here, dudes. Right? If I want to have any type of anything with anybody, I can. Okay? Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. You can't do anything. This is my body. This is my body. See, that used to back y'all up. I don't know. What do you think, Joanna now? You think you got... That's all a woman has. Look, it is my body. People would look like... I mean, that is the Orisha. It is my body was the term of Oshun Orisha of the United States. Okay? You see that turn around and look crazy at you? You know to step off, okay? I don't know where y'all mind has went that you can't even fathom that history. Only God can judge me. You can. How many times? I done talked about this. I'm going to try to retire those. I'm going to try to retire those because I done said that so much. Yeah, you see that crazy nympho turn. Oh, it's my body. Only God can judge me. And y'all would back up and you'd leave it alone. Probably covering up something even worse. But you guys, I always have to go back. I always have to digress. Yeah, it's great. Okay, it's great. It's great in my world. It's great in my world. Right? I don't need you to keep being so desperate and reminding me. Okay? I know what it is. I know what A is. I know what B is. I know what C is. I know what D is. I know what E is. I know what F is. I know. Okay? Because you're just trying to pull things in your direction.
It's not going there. Stop taking away from my spiritual energy and get a life.
So this has been Joanna Morrow. Thanks for listening to Dot Illuminati, and I hope you have a good day.